At BMS, World Mission, things are changing. For 200 years, we've sent missionaries from the UK to help communities around the world, but now we're doing things differently. We're releasing power into the hands of people who already know their communities best. Instead of working from the top down, we're working side by side, sharing skills, knowledge, and faith in a way that benefits everyone. Mission isn't about us going to them anymore. It's about listening, learning, and supporting.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 13, verse 52. Then Jesus added, "Every teacher of religious law who becomes a disciple in the kingdom of heaven is like a homeowner who brings from his storeroom new gems of truth as well as old." When I was 9 or 10 years old, one of the greatest delights of my life was to visit my grandmother's house. She lived quite close to our family home, and I was allowed to go and see her whenever I liked. Her house was like an Aladdin's cave for me. It was full of generations of treasures, and whenever I found something that appealed to me, I'd take it to my grandmother, and almost always she would ask me the right question, which was, "Would you like to have it, dear?" Many of the things she gave me, and particularly her postcard collection from before the First World War, lit up my interest in history and geography and gave me a much bigger appreciation of life. I do thank God for her generosity. In this parable, Jesus speaks about the teacher of the law who had a great knowledge of the Old Testament teaching. His knowledge was like a house filled with treasure from which he could get hold of riches from the past, and because he had become a disciple in the kingdom of heaven, he was also able to take hold of brand new gems. Jesus was always careful to say that he hadn't come to scrap the Old Testament law, but had come to help people to see it in a new way through the illumination of the Holy Spirit. In Christ, everything had been renewed. He looked to the past with respect and encouraged people to see it with the eyes of the Spirit. God is constantly at work, and we should be eager to grasp hold of the gems that he gives to us from the past, as well as the new insights which he reveals to us as we open our lives to his Spirit. So let me ask you a question. What are the gems that you have discovered recently? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for the treasures that you bring to us from the past and for the ways in which you speak directly and clearly to us today. Amen. Thanks for joining me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. Hope you have a great day today.
BMS World Mission, doing mission differently since 1792. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.